AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Across the country.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. You did great.
Kids just like Matthew Yip are getting the first of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccinations. Matthew's father, Simon, says along with getting things closer to normal at home, with friends and school, the children between 5 and 11 are determined to hit the road.
We have some travel plans for December, and we really wanted to get them vaccinated before we travel.
With the federal government promising enough vaccine to protect the nation's 28 million children in that age group, pediatricians' offices and hospitals began inoculating kids, with schools, pharmacies, and other locations planning to follow suit in the days ahead. While the children seem eager to get the vaccinations, adults are reluctant to talk about their status. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is in the NFL's COVID-19 protocol and will miss Sunday's game at Kansas City. The AP's Ed Donahue reports the question remains if he's been vaccinated.
Coach Matt LaFleur was asked more than once if the reigning NFL Most Valuable Player has been vaccinated.
You guys are trying to, in a roundabout way, trying to get me to answer whether or not a guy is vaccinated or unvaccinated. And I'm not going there.
Backup Jordan Love will start at quarterback Sunday. LaFleur didn't speculate on how long Rodgers might be out. Back in August, Aaron Rodgers was asked if he had been vaccinated.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
He added there's a lot of conversation around it.
There's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys.
Green Bay has won 7 in a row and has a big lead on top of the NFC North. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Alabama, which has the second highest per capita COVID-19 death rate in the country, the state legislature is considering a bill to order businesses to distribute a form allowing workers to claim a religious exemption to the coronavirus vaccination. The state's largest business group opposes the measure. This is AP News. Federal prosecutors recommend nearly 4 years in prison for New Jersey gym owner Scott Fairlamb for assaulting a law enforcement officer during the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Republicans take all three statewide races, governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in Virginia. There's a chance the GOP will gain control of the state assembly. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy becomes the first Democrat in 44 years to win consecutive elections in a narrow victory over Republican Jack Cittirelli. President Biden says yesterday showed voters want and deserve results from those in control in Congress.
I do know that people want us to get things done. They want us to get things done. And that's why I'm continuing to push very hard for the Democratic Party to move along and pass my infrastructure bill and my Build Back Better bill.
Biden's $1.75 trillion social services and climate change plan is in the House. A vote could come tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.